You are listening to Get Spirited with Rachel Pearson.
Hi, I'm Rachel, a professional evidential medium. Thank you for joining me for inspiration, revelation, validation, and love from the spirited side of life. My greatest professional development that also led to me finally accepting myself as a medium occurred while mourning the death of my son, Perry, in 2015. Since then, Spirit has encouraged me to share their insight without bypassing the important human components of healing and spiritual growth. So we'll dive deep into all of it here, and with me, I hope you'll find a greater connection to Spirit and your own spirit, open to peace, joy, and all the fulfillment from life that Spirit intends for you.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Get Spirited. Today's episode is number 14. Bit of a special episode today, as my mom, some of you may have heard of her before, Rachel Pearson, is going to be making some connections on the podcast, connecting with Spirit, getting some signs out there. We'll just see what happens. If any of you can connect with them, please send us a message on social media or an email at info@rachelpearson.net.
Okay, so I know I have a few people around me. How this works is I'm going to connect with a loved one who's passed, connected to somebody who they know will listen to this podcast. So if you can connect, we would love to hear back from you, maybe even have you on an episode. We're just going to go with it and see what happens. I know right off the bat, right up front, I have with me a younger girl who is older than an infant, but a young child. I want to say around 5 or maybe a little younger or a little older, but that's how I'm seeing her, around that age. I want to say, too, I'm seeing her in a pink sundress and barefoot and with her hair pulled back like in a little ponytail. I can tell that she was sick. I am here saying I was sick before I passed. I wasn't feeling so well. I see her as active and healthy, so I know that she wasn't sick her entire life and that she didn't have like any physical restraints or limitations, I should say, before she got sick. I feel too like there's a sense of, I'm seeing bumps, so she may have actually had bumps on her skin. I can also see this when Spirit wants to communicate an immune reaction. So there's like a rash, bumps on her skin. I'm seeing what looks like welt or mosquito bites, like that type of a skin reaction and immune response that's connected to her passing. I want to say too that she loves like getting ice out of the fridge. Just ice by itself, I'm seeing randomly. So there might be something significant with ice before she passed, or she may have just liked getting ice and chewing on ice, eating ice, getting the ice out. Again, that pink sundress and barefoot, very happy little girl here, I can tell. Very energetic as well. I feel like as she's talking, she's like moving around at the same time. I feel like there's a cat, a gray cat. I'm also seeing a stuffed animal. So I know that there was a stuffed animal that's significant, and or a cat. It might be a cat stuffed animal, but I heard cat and I'm seeing a gray stuffed animal. I do feel like that she would have slept with it. And I feel like mommy keeps this on my bed still, like where she slept. Actually, as I say that, she's holding up 2 fingers. So to talk about 2 places, like she wants to put stuffed animals. So we may have stuffed animals on the bed and somewhere else as well. And there's a picture of me. There's a picture of her with, but beside what looks like a glass globe. So some sort of glass globe fixture decor next to a picture of her. So it kind of reminds me of a snow globe, that type of globe, but I don't think it's an actual snow globe. I could be wrong, but I do, it is like I see some greenery in it or around it too. Okay. And I feel too like she wants to talk about the sandbox and playing in the sand. She takes me to a sandbox. I see sand. And now I'm seeing sand being poured into like a glass container or glass jar. So this may be something that the person listening to this just did in her way of saying like she was with you or something that she remembers doing. She also says too that there's something about her being with you when you're backing up. And I feel like I'm seeing a female here who feels like to be her mom listening, or we'll get this message that there may be an issue with the car backing it up recently. Yeah, going in reverse, something like that. Yeah, and I feel too, I'm seeing a, I think this is like an SUV, maybe a van, but I'm seeing, I feel like I'm up a little bit higher than I would be like in a sedan in the vehicle she's showing me being with this young woman while she's backing up. Okay. I want to say too that there are three things she wants to talk about. She just said three things I want to talk about and held up three fingers. I'm seeing a pickle for some reason, like pickle as in a cucumber. And I'm also seeing too, there's something else in the kitchen. She wants peanut butter, a jar of peanut butter. Maybe these are her three favorite foods. I'm not sure. And cheese. I just saw cheese, like a slice of orange American or cheddar cheese with her. And I want to say, too, that she talks about, like, throwing out the coffee, or there's something about, I don't know if this has to do with the coffee maker or coffee not turning out, but I feel like this is something, again, that just happened. She wants you to know she was with you when, like, you made the coffee that was bad or had to throw out the coffee. There's something with that. Okay. I also feel, too, like she wants to talk about, say, August as being important. I'm also seeing actually an image of my grandmother. So there may be a grandmother connection with August as well. So the person listening to this may also have a grandmother, or this little girl may have a grandmother either on the spirit side or here connected to the month of August. That happens to be my grandmother's birthday. So, and I'm seeing an image of my grandmother with that. And just to put it out there, my grandmother's name is Mary, but as I say that, she's like, no, the name does not connect. Okay. So grandmother in August does connect. Okay. And I want to say too, she's good. She knows that you think about her all the time. She wants to talk about like coming to you and being with you when you sleep. This is a time she connects with you. I'm seeing her in a little like tutu or fairy gown type of outfit as you're sleeping and she's there with you. And she's talking about wiping the eyes, wiping the tears from your eyes. And so much love from her. I feel like too, she likes to put hearts up all over the place. And there's multiple hearts, and actually I feel like they're overlapping hearts, and she's like drawing these for me. I see her drawing them. So this might be literal, like she drew or colored some hearts that you have here, or a way that she's been around you or something that we've done for her. Yeah. And she says to talk about my piggy and something, the piggy, or I just want to say piggy. I was going to say piggy bank, but I don't know what it means. Piggy, talk about having this out like around at something we did for me as in a memorial or something like that. And she says too that she has a rainbow with her. She's with the rainbows and she has a rainbow with her. I feel like that will have specific, unique meaning to the person that this is for, having the rainbows with her and being with the rainbows. And she says too that there's something about like holding, I'm seeing an image of somebody holding a baby with a yellow blanket, like a baby in a yellow blanket. So I'm not sure what that's about, if there's a picture of holding her when she was a baby this way, or if this is something significant to what's going on now and the person this message is for in their life. Okay. It could be that her mother listens to this, or it could be that somebody else does and shares it with her. So if you're listening to this and this feels like somebody you know and everything connects, then thank you for sharing. And yeah, thank you for letting me know. You can send me an email to info@rachelpearson.net. That's probably the easiest way to follow up with me with this podcast format. This is my first time actually doing like little postcards, hellos from heaven on here. You guys, if you're new to me, I used to offer letters from heaven, and there's also a K or a CH name I'm getting as well. I'm not sure if this is coming and going, but I feel like with this little girl, I just want to say on behalf of her that it's just that she loves you and she's close to you. And I feel like the validations themselves are the significance right now of letting you know that she is good and that she is still around you and loves you very much and definitely connects with you when you're sleeping. So in your dreams or feeling her presence around when you go to bed at night, specifically, she's showing me. Okay. But as I was saying about doing this, I used to do letters from heaven. And this is probably the exception to how I used to Well, actually, I just said it in the podcast that you guys may have already listened to that hasn't gotten released yet, but does get released this week, about how I need a recipient, like somebody's loved one doesn't come to me unless their person is here with me. The exception for me are letters from heaven. I can connect. Spirit knows that who's going to listen to this. So with letters from heaven, people would order them. And I would connect, write everything up, and email it to the client so their loved one's validations and messages. So that's how I'm able to do that and how I'm able to make that connection. Spirit knows the intention and that other people obviously are listening to this. And it's not just me and Jonas, you know, even though we're the ones sitting here right now together. And that's how that's why that works, I should say. Okay. I just heard Dan the man. So there's a Dan connection. I'm seeing a guy that's on the younger side, a reference to a little bit of an older man, maybe a middle-aged man. I'm not sure if Dan is the younger man or if he's wanting to shout out to Dan the man, but Dan would be the name either of him or somebody that he's connected to either on the spirit side or here. But I feel like the person, this younger guy doing the communicating has curly, wavy hair. I'm seeing it shorter, but I can tell it's long enough to tell that it's like very wavy or curly. I also feel too like he's wanting to talk about having really pretty eyes, green blue eyes. He's showing me he is swimming in a pool. I feel like he loved the water, still does, he says. I feel like too, he's talking about when I ask him like the context for the water. First, I was seeing a pool, but he also shows me too enjoying like wave boarding at the ocean and even like hanging around the lake, but not necessarily on the water. I feel like he's talking about hanging around a lake. He's showing me an image of a local like nature preserve my husband and I go to frequently, and there's like a little man-made pond, large pond, small lake. So there's like maybe a small body of water that he and his friends hang out at. And I do feel like the same sort of like scenery around it as well. So there might be like a path or a trail around it. So it's something that is a little bit, what would we call this? Developed, I suppose.
Yeah,
things around it. And I also feel too, like he's talking about, I do feel like there's a connection with, he's got red eyes and I'm seeing smoke in a joint. So may have smoked a joint here. He's talking about that. He's also saying too, he wants to acknowledge the man on the spirit side who he is with, who is middle-aged. And I feel like the younger guy has kind of a cool vibe. And I feel like he's teasing the older guy about being kind of a nerd or geeky on the spirit side. He's talking about that. I also feel too, I'm actually getting a connection between him and the guy on the spirit side and another man here as well. So I don't know what the relationships are, but he's showing me that. I also know too that there's a significant purple shirt. He may have worn a purple shirt a lot, or there's something about a purple shirt here that we still have of his. He also too wants to like rip a shirt apart. It shows me like tearing the shirt apart. So I don't know if we make something out of it. I almost feel like, it's kind of like rough here, rough looking. So maybe cutting the shirt or doing something with it. And he may have even done that here himself. I also feel like too, there's like what looks to me like a volleyball or a soccer ball that's in the closet. I don't feel like this is a recent connection with him, but I do feel like he's wanting to acknowledge it from the past and it's still being around and in a closet. I also feel too, as he shows me this, the closet isn't like, there's not a whole lot of things in the closet. So it looks like it's been somewhat cleaned out or just was never like, you know, that full. I want to say like less than half full. I'm seeing this closet. Now, you guys, your loved ones always want to communicate like memories that are important or how they're still around you or just things about themselves that you would identify as being with them. When it comes to being around you, I don't always know the difference between them. So without having somebody here with me in the moment, I want to put as much out here to help make the connection for whoever it is without making it fit. But it could be that maybe you just cleaned out a closet and this describes a closet you just cleaned out. Yeah. There is a bracelet on a female hand I'm seeing as well. That's important. I feel like there's a bracelet and a tattoo on the same wrist. So but somebody who has a bracelet and a tattoo. The bracelet is pretty. I think there's some color in it. It's very feminine looking, but I can see ink on the inside of the wrist under that. I want to say too that he's talking about having a, gosh, I feel like people connect with him. I feel like the man here and this female he's talking about here, who I feel like is younger, maybe closer to his age, have connections with him. Like, you might know he's around, psychically connect, meaning that you see him, hear him, or can just strongly feel his presence around when he's close to you, because he gives me the impression that you guys see each other or are able to connect with each other. So that's super cool. I feel like he likes, his message is letting his people know that he loves that, you know, he's around, that you believe, that you connect with him, and he hears you when you talk to him, and that you know that he does, but I feel like he's just wanting to give you that validation that he is around. I feel too, like, really, when I know I mentioned his eye color, but I feel like his eyes are really striking. So I feel like people would have noted that about him, that he has beautiful eyes. I also feel too, he has a little bit more of an angular face. Again, those memories of being in the water, very important to him, and that, you know, he still gets to enjoy this in his own way, both with, I'm seeing a young lady here who he's in the water with, and that purple color is coming back too, as far as maybe swimsuit or something as well, and in his own way on the spirit side. He's good. He's good. He's like, he's very chill. He's got a really cool and chill kind of vibe about him. I feel like he's very charismatic. I don't feel him being super outgoing, but in his circle with his friends and family members, he would be like the funny one and the charismatic one. Yeah. And one more thing, he gets on a microphone and he's like singing karaoke, doing karaoke. So I know he's been around with other people doing karaoke, even though he's like, it's not me, it's them. Yeah. So if you can take that, you guys, send, let me know in a follow-up. I want to see if I can get a little more validation, but I'm just going to trust that what he's brought through is unique and specific to someone hearing this. Spirit's always right. I am not. So try to keep an open mind. I would say if like 90% of it connects, I can take that. Yeah. But let me know in an email, info@rachelpearson.net. Or if you're connecting me through social media, feel free to send me a message there. But email is the preferred way to get correspondence and to be able to hang on to it and thoughtfully respond to you as well. Sometimes messages will get lost in my social media inbox, specifically Facebook. I don't get a lot of Instagram, so probably not the case there. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, he's good. Always around, always letting you know that too. And again, I feel like there must be some vacation or water trips happening now or coming up with this younger guy, because he just can't give me enough of like the water and being in the water. So I'm sure he's around his family doing water sports, water activities as well. And I will say one more thing. I don't feel like he lives like on the ocean or anything like that. So, but it's definitely feels grateful is the right word to describe the emotion of like that he got to spend so much time at and on the water, in the water. Yeah, definitely a water bird's not the right word. Fish. He is a fish in the water. Okay. Yeah. What are your thoughts, Jonas, listening to this?
I'm just completely overwhelmed. The entire time I was trying to center myself, trying to get any bit of information I could, and I was starting to be like, I think I see a younger girl here, and you were already talking about the ice thing. It was extremely overwhelming. I don't know how you do this, Mom. It felt like I was just starting to get a vague image, and you were already like 30 messages in.
Well, that's why I asked you. See, just the fact that I even asked you, though, I was kind of intuiting that you might have been picking up on something, because I typically wouldn't ask you that, you know? Yeah, it's just like a communication. I explained this to somebody the other day when I was giving them a guidance reading about they wanted to develop their communication. And this is coming to me now as a good example. When I first started out, it was like, you know, those random images like a long time ago that I got, didn't understand. But it's fine. It's like when you first learn to spell, you learn like the alphabet first.
Right.
Right. And so with enough practice, you start like stringing the letters together and making words. And at first, it is like a little bit of effort, like reading the words, sounding them out. But over time, you just read it without thinking about it. Right.
Exactly. I'm still trying to figure out what sounds each letter makes, and you're over here speaking like 30 different languages.
Well, yeah, so that's a perfect example. You're like sounding things out. So when you get random impressions, that's what it's like. And it's easy to get in our head because we're like, what is that? So it's kind of like also add that to like learning to dance at the same time in the back and forth, right? So
right.
There's like a lot of like, I feel like art to it as well, or just like feeling out with it, right? So
right.
And learning like where, when you're in your head and when you're open and receptive and all that. But so that's definitely an added challenge. But over time, it does, you learn like how you talk to spirit and how they talk to you. So you go from like learning the alphabet to stringing letters together to form words to putting words together to read complete sentences. So
yeah.
But it's not always every, you know, I do stop and pause, like say during like an hour long session, there'll be times where I might have to step back and go, okay, I got to look at this from another perspective because this isn't, I don't feel it flowing or my client isn't understanding. So let me see here. And sometimes it'll be like, put it aside and it comes back in a different way during the reading. Other times maybe I'm feeling it flowing. The person doesn't get it, but they still give me a more information. So the person makes the connection, that kind of thing. So it doesn't always flow and certainly hasn't always flowed so easily for me. But again, it's like, I started out like sounding the letters out too. So that's just where I am, you know, today. So, and are you too young? I don't know. You're an old soul. You know a lot of old things, but do you know what shorthand is?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say.
Shorthand is.
It's like a lot of secretaries, receptionists used to use shorthand back before like typewriters.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so it's where basically sentences, I think, can form symbols.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, this, when I was describing this to my client the other day and receiving from their guides, that was the analogy I got. Letters forming words, forming sentences until you, and then for some things you start getting a shorthand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start to get the beginning of an idea and then your brain just automatically fills in the rest.
Yeah, exactly. And I was telling my spirit circle last week, I started with this actually with helping them develop, right? The people that we are, practicing with. I started out by telling them that, like, don't, I forgot, I just lost my thought. I think somebody's trying to talk to me, but.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, so, like, you may not believe this, but when it was more slow for me, when I was, like, selling things out, I actually saw and heard more, actually, in my mind. I felt like there was more going on. Not all the time. Sometimes there would be random images there. Now, they would hang around there longer because it would take me longer. But as far as like things being vivid as I saw them or heard them, where part of the shorthand is they're like, you know what this is, we don't have to show you. It's like I will kind of feel it or just get a knowing, right?
Right.
So yeah, you guys, if you can take ideally 90%, 80%, first let me know, let us know. Again, spirit's always right. I am not. Sometimes I can even take those shorthand things and it's like, oh, it has a different meaning for this person and I can misinterpret. No. And I feel like that's always going to be a thing. Keeps me humble, you know, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have somebody's grandfather here. Oh goodness. He reminds me of my own grandfather because I'm seeing corn. So he may have had like a large garden and or grew corn because that's who I'm seeing. And I feel too, like he has I'm hearing stage 4. I'm seeing cancer. I'm seeing lungs. I don't know if it originated the lungs and spread or vice versa, but it definitely affected his lungs and breathing at the end. I feel too like he's taking me, when I say that, he goes like under. So I think there might have been a tumor that was underlying or somewhere else or kind of hidden. I feel like they would have done some scans and not found anything. Some scans that came clear because of maybe the location where this was. I feel like structurally the tumor, the cancer was kind of like hiding, so to speak, where it just wasn't in a place where they typically see it or not very visible. He's very grateful. He's like, hey, I lived a long life. He's very respectful. He takes a hat off. I feel like he may also be very patriotic, has a lot of respect for his country, for he's showing me this, like paying his respects. And I'm seeing like a flag as well. He's saying 74 is significant for some reason. I don't know if this is an age or a year for him, but 74 he gave me. He's also talking about the full moon and the eclipse. That might be the full moon, the eclipse might, I think he used the moon to take me to the eclipse actually. So I'm not sure about the full moon, but the eclipse And I feel like it may connect, like somebody's birthday might have been on the eclipse, or there's some other unique reason he's bringing that up that he connects with, and he knows the person that listens to this will connect. Yeah. And he says, too, there's a Dottie, like Dottie, maybe Dorothy, being with my Dottie. Now, this is how it sounds to me. I might be off on the exact name here. He also wants to show me a dog with a really soft coat and long ears and really pretty eyes. It kind of reminds me of like a, is it called a cavalier? King Charles Cavalier, where they've got like the really pretty eyes, like short, soapy nose and long ears. There's a dog like this that can see him either on the spirit side or here. He wants to say hello. He wants to say, I'm with you everywhere you go. He wants to say, I know there's a, he has memories of like connecting with the person that listens to this, like having a talk out at the truck. One of you are in the truck and he's like kind of like hitting the side of the truck, and it feels very casual conversation, but also represents this feeling that he gives me of like how grateful he is for the conversation or conversations out here and around the truck. Yeah, it's an older truck too, I should say. I feel like he likes to fix up old trucks. I feel like it's like a work in progress. Like there's always something on the body work that he didn't get to. There's something on the body work he didn't get to. Yeah. So I also feel like there's a double connection here, meaning the person that he's wanting to know he's around, whether it's the person listening to this or shares it, is another gentleman who is like maybe driving his old truck that wasn't quite, that's, you know, there's something to, there wasn't quite finished in his mind, or has his own. He has this hobby too. Yeah. Okay. And he says, too, not a Chevy, but a Ford. He just said, not a Chevy, but a Ford. And he says, he likes the older music. He likes what? Classic rock, but the real classic rock and not the 80s. Which that's fair, because I feel like 80s is now considered classic, right? Yeah, yeah, so he must be going back before that. Yeah, and I feel like the Eagles I'm hearing, and I feel like it's like whatever comes on the classic rock station on his radio in the truck. Yeah, he says too that he's got a lot to be grateful for and thankful for. I know he wears a hat because he shows me the sign of respect and honor and takes a hat off when he does that, like puts the hat over his chest. I feel like he may have also participated in, I don't think this is a military group per se, but somewhere where like we would have, there's something about being somewhere where they said the Pledge of Allegiance, played the Star Spangled Banner, because I'm seeing he's doing this again and letting me know he's with other people at this event. Yeah. And he says too, first I thought it was a ballpark, but I think there's more than one place. And I think there's another event that's more significant to him that he's wanting to make sure that that point gets made. Okay, not just the ballpark. Okay. He says, too, that he has a, there's a picture of him with an older lady, and he's kind of bending down and she's sitting in a chair, and his family has this out and looks at it, and he just said, we're together. So I feel like both he and the older lady in the picture are together on the spirit side. She looks very pleasant. She looks to me in the picture to be like maybe in her 80s. I do feel like she's older than him, like would have been born before him. So I don't know what the relationship is, but he shows me that. He likes to be outside. He likes to be like kind of like at an old-fashioned storefront or something. But I feel like it's a place that's modern, like we're now in times now, but like there's like a maybe a revitalized storefront or old-fashioned downtown that he frequents or has a connection to with this. Yeah. And I'm hearing like small town USA. So maybe in a small town here, but a lot of pride, not just with patriotism, but like within his community as well. And I feel like too, he said, oh, he always likes to an opportunity to give, even when he doesn't have a lot of money to give, but to give. So it feels very charitable to me. And especially when it comes to helping out those people like in his neighborhood and community, like in his circle, he shows me. Yeah. And he says, too, don't forget the bear. Don't forget about the bear. And he laughs. I feel like there's an inside joke or story about a bear. Oh, thanks somebody for helping him with his feet, taking care of his feet. He shows me he had rough feet, and I feel like there's somebody who maybe gave him a foot massage or did some other sort of, like, care for his feet. And there's a G name as well, like Greg or George. I want to say a GR. I could be getting initials GR. So this could be his name or somebody else who is around the person listening to this or this gentleman. So it could be somebody on the spirit side or here he's close to, or just somebody else who is listening to this, who this message is for, has a connection with as well. Sometimes it can confuse people, Jonas, when someone comes through and they talk about, they give names or other information about other people, and a client or somebody in this format, it can happen as well. Like, we'll say, well, he didn't know that person, but I do have an Uncle George on the other side of the family, but they get confused because let's say I'm talking to someone's father and then he references, you know, another uncle, someone like that who he didn't even know maybe or was on the other side of the family tree. And I always say, you know, sometimes it's like they'll send hellos through. They don't have to have been close to or even connected to somebody else, you know, for me to pick up a hello from another person as well. So think of it that way. Sometimes it's people on the sidelines or the person I'm talking to is like, hey, there's, you know, her other person here wants to say hello, or his other person wants to say hello. I feel like there's two children he's wanting to acknowledge, a boy and a girl. So his children or possibly grandchildren. But I feel like he wants to give a message to both a woman and a man here. Say hello. Let him know that he's good.
Aww.
Yeah. He also says, too, that he didn't waste any time getting busy on the spirit side. Like, he's, like, walking around. I feel like checking out the neighborhood, saying hi to everybody, getting acquainted with people. So that probably would have been his personality here. Okay, thanks you guys for listening to this. Yeah, very cool. I think, what do we get, 3 messages?
Was it 3 or 4?
3 or 4. I know I had the little girl and then the younger guy, teenager or young adult, and then this grandfather. But he did acknowledge, I feel like this, I don't think I said grandfather, but I do like he has a grandfather here. The dog, too. He's with. So, yeah. Although I don't know if I'm certain the dog. You guys, here's one little last thing you might find interesting is when I see dogs, it's a dog or pets. And I think I might have mentioned this in another podcast episode, but dogs can see spirit. So when people show me a dog they're close to, unlike people, it might be a living animal that can see them or know they're around in a, you know, very kind of like physical way. Okay. Aww. Would you like to pull a card for us?
I'd love to. I just got shuffled. Let's see what we got right off the top. Rama and Sita. I think we've already pulled this card before.
Oh, that's cool. You know, I think I have a similar card in another deck, but maybe we have. Maybe you have.
Yeah. I swear it had to have been episode 1 or 2, but anyway. Rama and Sita, holy union, soulmate connection, romantic opportunity. This card symbolizes, well, what it's saying to me is it symbolizes the connection you have between someone you're close to. It could be a romantic partner. It could be a parent, a child, a sibling. It could just be a close friend, but it's someone that you have a spiritual connection to, a connection stronger than any other connection you have.
That's perfect. I love that message. Well expressed as well. I love your translation of that, Jonas. Thank you. And we did pull that before. Yeah, we did. I think that's the perfect card for today because you guys, and your message, Jonas, too, that it doesn't have to be a romantic partner. So this little girl that I connected with, the younger guy, and then the older gentleman, you know, who these messages are for are not necessarily, obviously, for, you know, the kids, but like, or the little girl, like a romantic partner, but parent, child, maybe grandparent, maybe a friend, but anybody who you have loved in this lifetime, you can have a soul connection with.
Right.
Yeah. And as Jonas said, some are more significant than others, of course. But yeah, so stay open to who might be trying to talk to you this week from the spirit side. Stay open to your signs and your pets in spirit, and pay attention to your pets also. Noticing your loved ones around, stay open to your signs, feeling their presence with you. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you have a great rest of your day, and listen in next week for more Get Spirited. To learn more about me and my offerings, please visit rachelpearson.net. Get Spirited is edited and produced by Jonas Pearson.